I'm going to present my 700 nanometer full molecular model side by side with my macroscopic model of it. Because I myself couldn't form a clear picture of these foldings without a life-size model. We'll start with our 300 nanometer fold. The life-size model we've been looking at, with the help of our friend Sir Isaac, is enlarged 10 million times, so that the 300 nanometers becomes 300 centimeters, which is almost exactly 10 feet, just a little taller than the average New York City apartment ceiling. The 300 nanometer fold is simply a length of 30 nanometer fiber, folded back on itself every 300 nanometers. In the 10 million times enlarged model, the 30 nanometer width becomes 30 centimeters, which is almost exactly 1 foot. So, in this slide, we are representing a single segment of the 300 nanometer folded structure as a tower with dimensions 1 foot wide by 10 feet in height. Inside the 300 nanometer tower, as we have seen, is a stack of 25 planar structures, sort of like a 25-story building, each of which contains a 6-histone octamer array, which can conveniently be thought of as being composed of 6 tennis balls, of which only 3 are visible in this view. There's a total of approximately 150 histone octamers in the 25 stories combined. Through this tower of histones, a single, long DNA duplex winds its way, giving the appearance of multiple longitudinal strands, but there's really only one, with a single entry point and a single exit point. How much DNA is in this tower? Remember that we're employing the Wu straight ladder DNA structure, with base pairs spaced at 6.8 angstroms. So each vertical strand, or more properly, loop of DNA, contains 300 nanometers divided by 6.8 angstroms, or 441 base pairs. The 6 histone octamers of every story of the tower are set in a particular spatial arrangement, and the corresponding histone octamers of each of the 25 stories in the structure are vertically aligned, with a single DNA duplex strand passing through, alternatively from bottom to top, then top to bottom. Each histone octamer is associated with 8 strands of DNA. So, for each vertical histone DNA complex, there are 8 times our previous base pair total, or 441 times 8, equals 3,528 base pairs of DNA. There are 6 histone octamers on each of the 25 stories of the tower. Therefore, the grand total number of base pairs in the tower is 3,528 times 6, or 21,168 base pairs of DNA.